Welcome back to the episode of Struggle Studios. I'm here with the host Catches.
What's up?
Our host Grant.
Yes, sir.
And our guest host Shala.
Yo.
Wee! Episode 82.
Yes, sir.
I'll do a little housekeeping. Our Twitter is Studio Struggle. Our Instagram is Struggle Studio _. We have TikTok Struggle Studio. We also have a YouTube channel, Struggle Studio, if you want to see the video. Mm-hmm. We have a gaming channel, Struggle Studio Gaming. Facebook page, Struggle Studio. Basically everywhere, you know. We are all DSPs, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, you name it, you know.
Yes, sir.
Stop it, let's get into it.
All right, so I believe it was last night. last night.
Hey, you ain't gonna like that. Okay.
Last night, it was another year in the Music Hall of Fame. The Grammys happened.
What?
Let's keep going, bro.
What?
Why is it so awkward for y'all give me a handshake? Y'all like me no more?
Randomly. Like, why are you doing that?
Whatever, bro. Just keep it going, keep it going.
Okay. Grammys happen. What the hell? It's goofy, bro.
Y'all watch the video. Watch the video. Y'all see it happen.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Big Foot? Yeah, everyone want a feature. All right, keep going.
The Grammys happen. All right. Some pretty surprising winners. Some not so surprising. But let's go through the ones relevant to us, I guess. A couple podcasts ago, but like, I think earlier this year we had a nomination.
See, list. I'm not sure if that was a Grammy, though.
I think that was a Grammys, because it seemed like either that or the same as that list. Like, same as that name is.
Okay, it might have.
But anyway, we're going to do it again anyway. So, right now we got Record of the Year. And keep in mind, CJ, Shala, the Grammys already happened, so we already picked the winner.
He's going to list off nominees, and then we're going to guess who won, and he can tell us who won.
Because nobody watched the Grammys.
Yeah.
Record of the Year. I Still Have Faith in You by ABBA. Never heard of that one. Anybody heard of that?
Nope.
Excuse me. Freedom by Jean Baptiste.
Nope.
No.
I Get a Kick Out of You by Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga.
Never heard of it. Lady Gaga. I know. She's the world of music.
Yeah, she's one of those artists that, like she's like Beyonce and them. Like,
I don't know about that.
She is.
I don't know about that.
Peaches, Justin Bieber featuring Daniel Caesar and Givian. I heard of that one.
Yeah,
it's a banger.
Yeah, I saw that song. Right on Time by Brandy Carlile.
No, I never heard of that.
I think I heard that one.
You did? Kiss Me More, Doja Cat, Reason SZA.
What is this again? What's the
Record of the Year? I don't know what they're doing that in Song of the Year.
Like Song of the Year?
These are the Songs of the Year?
I guess so. Kiss Me More, you know, Doja Cat, SZA, catchy song.
I want Kiss Me More to win.
Mm-hmm. Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish.
Oh, I thought it was over. Damn.
No, we got more.
There's more.
Oh, shit.
Montero. Oh, it's Come By Game. Mm-hmm. Lil Nas X. Mm-hmm. Driver's License. Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh.
Leave the Door Open. Subsonic.
Damn.
Nice.
Help.
I don't know
if it's either. Okay, I feel like it started really weak.
Yeah.
But now
it's super weak. Super.
The end of this was heavy hitters. Yeah. Like crazy big smashes songs. Yeah. So you pick. Who you think winning this? For the Record of the Year?
Yeah.
I think maybe Kiss Me More just because pop publicity released it. Okay.
All right.
Not because I like the song personally.
There's nothing wrong with the song, Charlotte. I agree. I think Kiss Me More is probably the better song of the list to me.
Are you doing your best song? Or are you talking about, like, what's the thing that's going to win?
I think...
If I had to pick.
If you're picking who would win?
Yeah.
Like, if I had to place a bet on somebody, then I would choose.
Yeah. Well, no, if I had to place bets, I would say Olivia Rodriguez, Driver's License wins.
Mm-hmm.
But if I want a song to win, probably Kiss Me More, yeah. Kiss Me More, Peaches.
CJ?
I guess we'll go Kiss Me More.
Okay.
Who's singing that song?
Doge Cat.
Okay. I thought you'd been ragging it. Okay, so you got me.
Tell me to get off,
bro. You pressed me.
Get off.
All right. Now, who the winner?
Winner was Leave the Door Open, Subsonic.
Really?
Oh, I forgot you named that.
Nigga's last one.
Yeah, I'm saying, but like, since we like said that, we started talking about it, but I forgot about it.
It was like runner-ups?
Okay, that makes sense.
No runner-ups. Not that Runners don't matter, I guess.
Okay, I'm fine with them winning that. Right. Yeah, that song was smashed, dude.
Song of the Year, which I still don't know different.
There are two categories?
Yeah, the Song of the Year and Record of the Year. I don't know.
But they just want one to show up, bro. And they want a bit longer.
Yeah. Song of the Year. We got Bad Habits, Ed Sheeran. A Beautiful Noise, Alicia Keys featuring Brandy Carlile. Driver's License, Olivia Rodrigo.
Why is she
again? Fight for You by her. Happier Than Ever, Billie Eilish.
It's her energy plant, bro.
Yes.
Okay.
Kiss Me More, Doja Cat, Freak and Scissor. Leave the Door Open, Silk Sonic. Peaches, Daniel Caesar, Justin Bieber. Right on Time, Brandy Carlile.
It's the same list, ain't it?
Pretty much. And Montreal, same price.
Okay, same list. Then I'm saying Silk Sonic.
Well, guess what? It don't matter. Silk Sonic won again. Silk Sonic won again.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's the same list. Oh, and my God. It's reordered. Oh, it's reordered.
Yeah, first time Bruno came out.
It's the same list.
That's how Andrew Pat came out.
Yeah.
All right. This one kind of surprised me. Album of the Year. And this is like, it's not just rap album. This is just
all albums. Yeah, all albums. Yeah.
We got We Are by John Batiste. I have no idea who this guy is.
Neither do I.
Love for Sale, Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga. Justin Bieber.
Garbage album.
Yeah, it was bad. I listened to it.
Yeah, one hit.
On the toilet.
That's Peaches.
Difference. Planet Her, Doja Cat.
Okay, now, that was a good album.
Yeah.
Well, even I don't like Doja Cat like that, but that album.
Man, listen to my girl, listen to it.
That album had hits on hits.
Yeah. Doja Cat don't make bad music, ain't gonna lie. She don't make
that. Don't want to agree with that, I guess.
She don't make that music.
Don't agree with that. I don't think the songs are hits or good songs. I just think they were hits.
No. Happier Than Ever, Billie Eilish. Back of My Mind, Her. Montero.
Her is that straight energy plant, bro.
She make all right music.
She make good music, but yeah. she don't deserve to be on these platforms.
Yeah. Montero, Lil Nas X.
That's a good album too.
I didn't listen to it.
Damn, what you gotta say? What should I say?
Sour, Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh yeah.
I think that's a good album too, yeah.
Evermore, Taylor Swift.
Was she released? Sorry.
Yeah.
Evermore might actually win.
And you already know who dropped on her CD. Donda, Kanye West.
Oh.
who would y'all give it to?
Wait, Donda 2 or Donda 1?
Just Donda.
Me being from the culture, mm-hmm. I gotta give it Donda, bro. I want Donda to win, but
yeah.
Who I think is going to win, let me give it to Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Shala?
I'm just in Sour.
Sour. Okay. You give it a listen? You give it a spin?
I've listened to a few songs.
Okay.
I didn't listen to, like, sit down and listen to whole album, because I didn't listen to albums, like, entire album like that, you know?
Mm. I agree.
I like the songs that
happen. I agree, Grant. I'll probably give it to Donda. That's why I don't know most of the albums.
I know.
But, like, the albums I did hear this album, they didn't sound better than Donda to me. And CJ, you already know. All right, answer for you, nigga. Done. Nigga thinks done.
You know, not wearing the black today, but
yeah. So we're all wrong. John Batiste, We Are one.
What?
I didn't see it somewhere. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
What?
The country? Okay. Is it kind of girl genre is?
No, I think he's black dude.
Oh, never mind. Good for him.
I just don't know. I just don't know. All right. Best new artist. I'm not even going to try to say the guy's name. Aruj Aftab? I'm not sure. Jimmy Allen?
Who the fuck?
I've heard of him. I don't know what he is.
That's a basic guy's name. Of course you heard of him.
Baby Keem? Phineas?
That's like Billy Eilish's brother.
Look at me.
Glass Animals? Japanese Breakfast?
Japanese Breakfast?
Yeah.
Huh? Keep going, bro. What the fuck is this?
The Kid Laroi. Oh. Arlo Parks. Sweat. I can't never say anything. Sweetie's
on here? Sweetie nominated for a Grammy?
Grammy nominated.
Damn. What the fuck's he dropped?
Olivia Rodrigo. Best new artist.
Okay, I give it between Kid Laroi or Olivia. My money on Olivia, but I want Kid Laroi because Kid Laroi is going crazy. He's going crazier.
I would give it to either Kid Laroi or Baby Keem. That's all I would give it to.
Kid Laroi had no more song.
Yeah, but I mean, like, best new artist, like, who's going to blow up? Like, blowing up, like, who blew up this year? I think Baby Keem kind of blew up. To me.
overstay with Justin Bieber with Nicki Leroy?
I guess. I mean, maybe not over, but that's my pick, nigga.
CJ? I don't even know too many people on this list, so.
Me too.
Are you about?
You're
gonna bow out?
Yeah, I guess I'm about. I'm gonna bow out.
The winner is Olivia, Charlotte. You're right. Yeah, yeah. That's Norwood. Olivia Rodrigo.
What am I gonna say?
care about pop solo performance?
No.
Okay. It was Olivia anyway. Girl license.
Why am I not surprised?
Look at the chip up the mountains.
Doja Cat and SZA won a Grammy for Kiss Me More for Best Pop Duo.
Okay.
Which kind of very teeny tiny like list.
Yeah, not like a lot of duos, is it?
Yeah.
You can rap, bro.
But, oh, you want straight rap? Okay. Alright. Best rap album. Alright. Off Season, J. Cole.
Okay.
Certified Lover Boy, Drake.
Okay.
King's Disease 2, Nas.
Okay.
Call Me If You Get Lost, Tyler, the Creator.
Okay. Damn.
Genre, dang. Kanye West.
Damn.
Dang.
That is hard, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay. I'm fine with.
We're trying to think of Drake, which to get Nas.
Tyler or Kanye winning, bro. That's it. Anybody else winning is bullshit.
Yeah, I agree. CJ?
Mark, you already heard my answer. Like, what do you mean?
Okay. If I had to pick one, obviously I want CLB to win.
CLB?
Yeah. I want Donda to win.
I think I would want Donda to win. I still think CLB is just barely better than Donda.
Then why the fuck would you want to
win? But I feel like Kanye put more effort into making Donda than I think Drake just kind of like, I think Drake put minimum effort into making CLB.
I can find Donda.
It's still better than Donda.
I like effort Donda, but Kanye West put in, so I will go with Donda. Charlo?
Donda?
Yes,
yeah.
All right. Winner is Call Me If You Get Lost, Tyler, Creator.
Huh? Oh, wait.
See, like, my only issue with that album winning, I feel like it didn't have a long lifespan.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I feel like it was here for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two. It, almost the same thing, J. Cole's album.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't, I'm not with that.
I don't know.
I'm cool with him getting it, but over them two, I just.
If your album was Grammy, and somebody featured an album, are they Grammy winners too, or just?
Yep. So Young Boy got a Grammy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess. Thanks, Alec. Best rap performance. All
right. Wait, go back to that, bro. Tyler got no hits really on that album.
You hating, nigga?
He had like one hit. Am I wrong? Maybe two, kinda two. I feel like I said like one and a half. Yeah. What's your name with Youngboy? Mm-hmm. Youngboy on the song going to be a hit. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a song with Lil Uzi and Pharrell.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. Mm-hmm. So we talking about Girls Want Girls, Moon. What's the jail?
Yeah, jail.
What's the song of the weekend? Hurricane. No way, bro. No way. I think the Grammy didn't want to get in between that.
So,
they ain't want to start a new beef.
Yeah.
So they just put the middleman.
Best rap performance. We got Family Ties, Baby Keem, Kendrick.
Fire.
We got Up, Cardi B.
Up?
Yeah.
Think about like, that came out 2021.
Hey, man.
That shit sound like came out years ago.
My Life, J. Cole, 21 Savage, Murray. And Hands and Knees, Thot Shit. Make
stop lying. Stop lying.
What is that doing?
They got a Grammy nominees?
What is that doing here?
Grammy nominees, bro. What y'all pick?
Can you remember real quick?
Family
Ties, Baby King, and Kendrick Lamar. Up, Cardi B, My Life, J. Cole, Chora Savage, Murray, Thot Shit, Megan Stein.
And what is this?
Best rap performance.
Best rap performance.
What? I don't know what that means, but.
Why?
I guess
I'm gonna give it up. I think that was the biggest song of all of these.
Okay. I agree with you, I'll give
Family Ties. Family Ties is my favorite song out of this, but Up is probably the biggest song. Thot Shit came and went, bro.
Yeah.
It's a TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok carried it.
TikTok carried the one hook, but the song overall, like on the radio, even
I don't know. That's what the chorus.
Yeah. Here's my name again. That's it.
Charlo? I know you're a Thot Shit fan, but...
No, it's fantastic, okay?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Meg Williams is calling tour right now.
All right.
What?
Fantas won.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Hey, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Best rap song.
Good for Kim.
Best rap song. Bath Talks, DMX, Jay Z, Nas. Best Friend.
I never heard that. Did you hear that? Best Talks? Jay Z and DMX is it?
Yep, and Nas.
Oh, damn.
Best Friend.
Solid hit.
Swahili, Doja Cat. Family Ties, Baby Keem, Kendrick Lamar. Kanye West, Jail. My Life, J. Cole, 21 Savage, Moray. Am I going to repeat it or you got it?
I got an unpopular opinion. Mm-hmm. I think the 21 Savage, J. Cole duo is done with, bro. I'm sorry. They keep trying it, I feel like.
Yeah.
And it's nothing is beating a lot. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong. I ain't gonna lie.
You think I'm wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong.
Oh.
I thought it was two songs I liked them all together. Maybe it was just a lot.
Like, a lot is, like, untouchable.
Yeah.
Like, and they keep trying to do it, and it's not reaching. I'm the same thing with Travis Scott and Drake with Tickle Mode.
Yeah.
Like, it's like they keep trying to make that event over and over again, yeah, but it's just not hitting it.
I agree. So, who you got? Who you got,
Grant? I want Jail to win this. I ain't gonna lie.
CJ, I'm sure you agree. Jail? All right. Charlotte?
I don't know. I guess I just get on bandwagon.
I would give Feminized, but
best song. What was this?
Best rap song. I'm gonna sing best rap performance, but I don't know the difference.
He said the bit of the being the
that's all my.
Oh no! Kendrick had that whack ass verse.
Oh yeah. Burn our hard drive.
Fucking on top eyes. Quit playing, I'm that guy. Hell no.
The winner was Jail. Kanye West.
Jail. Let's go. Okay.
Right. He didn't show up. Receive his.
Damn.
Like, I want to. Wait, so anyone show up? How did that work when no one shows up?
I think someone called him to take it from and they get milk at the house. Just go to. Okay, R&B?
Yeah, it's R&B.
Best R&B performance. Lost You, Snow Allegra.
Don't know who it is.
I know who it is, but I'm not really familiar with that song.
She ain't pushing Peter, so I don't know.
Yeah. Peaches.
That's P.
Yeah. Damage. Her. She drops out every year. I'm telling you, bro.
I swear to God, bro. And Peaches is not an R&B song.
Yeah, that's like a
pop song.
Yeah, definitely. Leave the door open. So Sonic.
R&B. It's R&B.
Yeah, it's R&B.
That was like soul.
Pick up your feelings. Adam Sullivan.
I like that song.
I do like that song.
I don't have my playlist, but I like that song.
Like right here, like. Who you got?
Can you run through the list again?
Yes. Oh. We got Lost You.
It's the best rap song. I mean, R&B song.
R&B performance.
So, okay.
But don't worry, if I get R&B song too. So.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Lost You, Snow Allegra.
You say names, say names.
Okay, Peaches, Damage, Leave the Door Open, Pick Up Your Feelings.
I want to Pick My Feelings to win this. That's not like a classic song.
Yeah, and that's one, I think one of the only songs in the list is just, it's not a Damage, I guess. It's like undeniably R&B.
Yeah, and it felt like one of something that's been out for a while. Like,
yeah,
it feel like it's been a time forever. Like, yeah, all the, like, Soulja Boy.
She makes that kind of music. She makes that kind of, like, older, your mom.
Yeah.
So, what you got today?
Let's just go Peaches.
Peaches?
Leave the door open.
The winner was Leave the Door Open. All right. Best R&B song. This one, I kind of can't even imagine. All
right, give us a sign, bro. Give us a sign. I know they're in this bitch. Give it to them.
It was Damage. Good Days.
Oh my God. SZA? I love that song, bro.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So you're
I think I did. Floating. Yeah. That was a pretty good song.
Heartbreak Anniversary.
Oh my God. Wait, that's old as fuck, bro, ain't it?
Because I think if a song is in between the whatever gap between the last Grammys, I think it still counts. Leave the Door Open, Sonic, Pick Up Your Feelings, Jasmine Sullivan.
Now that's a good list.
Honestly, I love Heartbreak Anniversary. I might give it.
My 2020. That's rigged.
I'm gonna give
February 2020.
I'm gonna give it a SZA though. I'll be giving it a SZA.
Yes, this is my favorite song. Well, it's R&B.
Yeah, that's definitely R&B. That's definitely R&B. You got a pop.
That song was pop.
No.
To me, that's like R&B song to me. It sounded like a song.
That's R&B to me.
So, I'll give it to Jasmine again. No, I'll give it to Giveon. Giveon. Yeah.
Shala?
What was it? What's her name?
We got Good Days, Heartbreak Anniversary, Leave It Open, Pick Up Your Feelings, and Damage by Her.
Heartbreak Anniversary.
Heartbreak Anniversary, give me a...
Yeah.
CJ?
I guess SZA.
SZA? Nice, CJ.
Silksonic!
And when is our Sisonic?
bro. What are they paid, bro? That Fortnite money go crazy, don't it?
Alright. Best R&B album. I ain't gonna lie to listen to any of these albums. Temporary Highs and Violet Skies, Snow Allegra. We Are by John Batiste. Gold Digger's Sound.
Keep going.
Leon Bridges. Is that a nigga from my...
Isn't that Vidorius?
Yeah, from Vidorius.
Yeah.
Back in My Mind, Her... Hotels, Dan Sullivan.
I agree with Hotels.
Yeah.
Yeah, she won anyway. All right, yeah. I want to say that is all that we care about. I think the rest is rock and country.
Yo.
Yep. There's the Grammys, all right, buddy. Still signing, man.
Did any of y'all know that the Grammys aired?
No.
No.
But no one got slapped. You know what I'm saying, bro? Same thing happened to the Oscars. If wouldn't do that shit, bro. If Oscar didn't do that shit to the Oscar, bro, that's it.
Do you think the Grammys is like, I'm gonna say overrated, but like still relevant? Like, you think that's still the goal, or you think like it's kind of like?
But I think people don't make albums in the mind of that, you know. But it's not a bad accolade that you don't want it, you know, because that's why Drake submitted it. Drake, yeah. Your album doesn't automatically go to Grammys. You gotta submit it yourself. So it's still something you want, but it's not something you really care about, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that this shows that, that shows that last year was just a horrible year for music. We said it so many times. It is a bad year for music. Like, nothing good really came out. Like,
well, then again, I feel like Grammys is out of touch still. Every year, I feel like they miss, like, because I feel like that list was the same thing over and over again. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
It was a lot of the same songs over and over again. Yeah. And there's more music than that. Even if we all don't think it was the same, like, caliber, but it was definitely more choices they could have hit in the lists.
Yeah, exactly.
So, they kind of made the list boring. They kind of made the Grammys boring. We keep picking the same niggas over and over again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Wrap up the Grammys. We're done with that. Over the weekend, I felt like we were the last people on the planet to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not gonna do a spoiler for you, but all spoilers. We went to see.
Oh shit! Be aware, y'all.
We went to see the Batman. All right. The Batman, the 3-hour experience. All right.
Man, like Endgame, bro.
I want life back. want it back.
Let's. I'm sorry for Grant. Cause I feel like Grant might be the only person who disagrees in the group. Right. Think about Grant. We jump with this.
Okay.
What did you think of Batman?
It was a good movie.
Read.
We're reading right now or reading?
No, give me why you think it's a good movie.
Sorry. Okay. I think the story was good, okay?
Yeah.
I think the best I've ever seen Riddler, okay?
Yeah. We'll all go to our good first.
Okay, so no.
Yeah, just
okay, yeah. Okay, I think it's good pacing, okay? I think this is the best I've ever seen Riddler, okay? This is most I ever, like new to me. Riddler is almost a C-class villain, you know. Mm-hmm. Almost B on a good day, but this almost made him almost A-class villain. I feel like he was good. All right, he's good, but he was a good start for this world of Batman that we haven't seen before. I like what's his name, Jim Gordon.
Yeah, Gordon.
Okay, I like Gordon. I like Gordon in here. Mm-hmm. Catwoman was fantastic. I think the best Catwoman we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all disagree?
I like her performance.
Like, yeah, you think Halle Berry?
Yeah.
Like this is the best Catwoman we've seen. She killed it. I ain't trying to defend her now, but because you know, in her ass right now. What else? The soundtrack amazing, camera work beautiful, bro. That scene when Batman had cut the cord and he had opened the flare and all the people following him in the beacon of light, bro. That shit was beautiful, bro.
Yeah.
You can't even lie. Okay. I think that's about it. Honestly, good. Like, I think I got my head.
I know for me, positively, I went in thinking that sometimes movies are too dark. I ain't gonna lie. Like, you can't see, not dark. Like, oh shit, it's gloomy. Mm-hmm. You can't see shit sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I never. I know this movie. I never lost Batman. I never couldn't see Batman.
Sure.
I did a good job with that. I like his Batman. I ain't gonna lie. I kind of.
Yeah, he almost. I think fighting wise, Ben Affleck got it, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, like Ben Affleck, I see Ben Affleck fight as Batman.
Yeah,
he looked like fucking Arkham Asylum, you know. Mm-hmm. But when with the way Robert was carrying himself was damn near perfect, bro.
Yeah,
this is the beginning, you know.
Yeah, it felt kind of unique at the same time.
Yeah,
it felt familiar, but it felt like it's own.
Bro, some scenes I thought I was looking at a video game, bro. Yeah. Like if they panned it right, like you didn't see enough of his face, or you see like this is eyes above. Mm-hmm. He looked like a comic, bro.
Even that scene that they showed in the trailer when he's in the hall, it's like a dark hall, and they like it looked even beautiful. It looked even good on the big screen, like when the gun it's all dark
and you all life you see is from the gunshots. Yeah, yeah. From guns.
I don't know how it could have been like a Batman Dick Rider, but I heard that like they use that scene using like actual blanks, like people actually had to shoot the guns at the right times.
That's crazy.
So that's pretty cool. Soundtrack is amazing. I ain't lying. That should catch his hell.
Something.
I like Alfred. Alfred.
Yeah, Alfred Fire. I think, but it's hard to bat Alfred, bro.
Yeah. What's that? That dude's a good actor. I forget his name, but he does a lot of CGI work. He plays Caesar.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
He just what the fuck? I thought Caesar black.
Yeah. I like the Riddler. What else? The movie. The movie's great, man. I ain't gonna lie.
No! Y'all already got a 4K.
The movie looked great. I give it that. The movie looked great.
And I like how they did some different finally, bro. Like with the whole first thing, God, we didn't get the backstory of Batman again. Okay, it's almost the same thing with Spider-Man. I'm tired of seeing Uncle.
You already know what happened.
Tired of seeing Uncle die, and I'm tired of seeing Martha and Tom is die.
Yeah.
In the fucking alley.
Yeah.
But I like how they did some different. How they made him not as good as we've seen him before, you know?
Yeah.
Has this been the plot before? I never seen it before. I never seen a plot where Thomas Wayne was doing some shady shit, you know?
That actually was, like, in the comics. Can we say that? I knew the story.
No, I'm talking about like actual, like, in theater. Like,
yeah, in, never like, in theater.
It's always been Thomas Wayne was Angel.
Yeah.
Never did anything good, Angel's Slaughter, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the tone of the movie. Like, I like there was no, like, you know, I enjoy the Marvel movies, but I like that there really wasn't much, like, purposeful comedic release, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there was definitely funny moments, but it wasn't, like, if you don't have that humor for it, it wasn't funny on purpose, you know?
Yeah. Like, I almost feel like, it was funny moments, but, like, we're almost in Batman's shoes, like, we're not laughing. Like, Batman didn't laugh at one time, you know? Yeah. But, like, if you want to take that approach, you gotta laugh, you know?
Yeah. CJ, what did you enjoy about the movie?
Like y'all said, action. Oh, it was great. Cinematography, beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, the stuff we saw in the teaser trailers and stuff, they did it perfectly in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, you know the car scene?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fire.
I'm not a huge fan of car scenes. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I get it. After the first 2 minutes of car scene, I get it.
Did you guys notice there was a gas truck? There's a freaking, same truck? Mm-hmm. That had, like, the same truck with the ramp. And the gas truck literally like, exploded. That everything pieced together. That was good.
Baby said, fuck you niggas.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I want to change people. Don't get a fuck who die.
Like, everything you add together. I like that.
I forget his name. He did a great job with the penguin. I ain't gonna lie. The penguin was
Penguin looks like acting.
I like the penguin's look. I like his accent. I like his kind of his funny moments. Yeah. He's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You don't know the difference between L and law.
Okay, they look at each other. Oh, shit.
But you going negatives now, or are we got some positives?
So you got more positives before we start tearing the movie apart?
I feel like I'm starting to do negatives, but then I'm starting like going back pegging it. I'm sorry, negative.
You literally got to put your cape on, bro. You got to put your
bro. Okay, all right. For negatives,
I like the Batman suit. I liked how.
Oh yeah, me too.
I didn't really like.
I think all that like about the Batman suit, like the neck part. Like,
oh yeah,
there's something that feels weird about it.
Yeah.
All
right, but okay.
I wasn't 100% on the cape, but it was useless, bro.
Yeah, the cape was useless the whole movie.
And you didn't do anything with it.
Okay, this might be a bad complaint because it might be like part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Batman uses a lot of gadgets. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure because he don't have Lucius Fox yet.
He only has like his.
Does he?
Yes, that's something because he hit the freaking eye shit.
That was fire, bro. Yeah. That was some crazy analogy.
I was like, he was looking around, like, there's no way he remembered all this shit. But maybe he was supposed to be super smart. But apparently, he don't remember it all. He kind of just.
His eyes are a camera, so he's recording everything.
Yeah.
But that was fire. But yeah, he needs like gadgets. He barely uses batarangs, which I didn't like. That's like experiment thing, you know, throw batarangs.
But it's kind of deadly.
It's kind of deadly. I mean, you can use it in a deadly way all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, he would throw no batarangs.
Actually, could have been useful in the movie.
I feel like the movie did a bad job of telling you when it's about to end.
Yeah.
Like, it was more than I thought the movie was about to end, and it was kept going. Like,
oh, really got cut? Yeah.
For another 30 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And, okay. Another complaint, okay. The Riddler with the mask was fire. The Riddler without the mask, I feel like he was,
Bro, that took away.
I feel like he was acting like a fake crazy person.
Bro, I said nigga at school, bro. I
know. Huh? I feel like his crazy act was so, it was so, like, it didn't feel real, you know?
He looked like his skin moist. I ain't gonna lie.
It looked like he was faking craziness, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. So, that's like more of an acting thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I feel like even the overall movie, the acting wasn't the best.
Yes.
That mean?
Yeah, I agree completely. I think... I thought Ebony Catwoman opened her mouth for cringe, bro. I thought that her acting was just not good to me. Like, first of all, I wasn't sure. Was Catwoman lesbian in the movie, or she just called her baby?
No, I think she just called her baby.
She was like friends with her.
Okay. They didn't do a good job of like differentiating between that. Because when she kissed Batman, I was confused. I was like, wonder, are you over it already?
No.
Even the kiss was like, it was like force.
Yeah,
like,
That's how it's always been, though.
But I couldn't tell if they knew each other before this.
That's how it's always been. Catwoman's always been like overly, like jumping for Batman before Batman.
Yeah,
but Batman like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I couldn't tell if they knew each other or not. Like, I couldn't tell if there was history or it was like love at first sight type shit.
Nah, it's like love at first sight.
Everybody who fought Batman got my gut, bro.
Even at the beginning of the movie, when they already beat them up, got back up, ran.
I was disappointed at the end of the movie when Batman had to the adrenaline shot, mm-hmm. and he like, boom, boom, Anthony mask off. I'm vengeance. Like, nigga, Bruce, you all that shit in nigga face, and he looked like a little beat up.
Yes. Yeah.
I guess.
Knock his teeth out.
I don't know. Actually, I don't know if that's like more of the them trying to like push for PG or the movie felt like it should be rated R.
Yeah.
From the first Riddler kill, it almost seemed like when Jim was looking at the head, the camera was going down and Bizarre 2.
Yeah.
Did you get that vibe?
Yeah, I didn't forget like dang shit. Like I needed more like.
I think there was a way around that.
They need to push just a little. They could push a little bit more.
Yeah. Because like. I feel like there's a lot of things that would have been better if there was like a little more gore. It had been like crazy.
Yeah.
But I feel like at the same time they did a good job. Like from the blowing nigga head off right in front of the face. Mm-hmm. I just feel like they did a good job.
Batman's a poor decision, bro, to me. Okay.
Why is Mizzle close to him, bro?
You saw the timer.
You saw the timer going down.
Oh my god.
Why is he holding him within like?
Because Batman knows he wasn't gonna fucking die.
Why did he not know he was gonna die? Huh?
He got knocked out. Don't you lie.
He's threatening to get a concussion.
I mean, thinking Batman is early and it's early in his career. You know.
You need to do it 2 years.
Huh?
2 years.
Bro. 2 years. But it's still not a lot of time. Like he's still.
He's still
gets in his head. He's not clear. He's not calm all the time. Mm-hmm. He's trying to save his life because he's not worried about his own life because he's trying to save him regardless of his 1 second left. He's trying to make him give the answer out so you will live. Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day. But he just couldn't accept the fact that he lost. You know, he couldn't save this person.
Yeah.
So he ended up getting blown in the face.
Batman passed out like 3 times in the movie, bro.
Yeah. But that's not that's when we knew that he's a rookie. You know, he's a rookie.
Yeah. And like I was wondering like why he's so fucking violent. But I think about it, if you first start to be Batman, right?
Mm.
And they made it clear in the movie like niggas get scared even if he's not there. Now that's the reason. I think that's the reason why he's so fucking like brutal and shit. Like,
yeah. That's probably the first scene.
Yeah, like the dog shit out of that nigga.
Yeah, when niggas was doing like just random
like,
crimes.
Like a bunch of,
yeah,
and then like you,
it, like you know when he's gonna come out.
Yeah, it pans to the alleyway and you see the bat signal. Niggas like this is like oh my god.
Yeah, like you know the darkness. He could be in here. So I'm freaking drop my shit. I like how they showed up. That's definitely a plus. What I didn't like, bro, like when Batman passed out, he hit the bomb. He walked in the precinct, right?
That's just hilarious, bro. That's just hilarious.
None of the cops. Decided to take the mask off until they got there.
Oh my gosh! They were doing medical work on him.
I mean,
they were checking if he's alive.
I mean,
that's the first thing that had to happen.
Who's bold enough to do it though? That's the thing with it, you know.
Yeah,
like, think about it. If you see Batman on the floor, you take his mask off. If you see Jason on the ground, no. If you see Jason on the ground, you take his mask off.
Probably not. Bro.
You don't give a fuck with this man, really.
30 niggas. It's 30 niggas in that room, bro. Surrounding this nigga. He get up aggressive as hell.
Because he can beat all the ass. You think he can't?
He get up aggressive as hell. And then he clear the room. Clear the room.
Also,
I'll talk to him. I was like, what in the world? That made no sense. Why would you leave your commissioner? Oh, well, he's not commissioner yet, but leave one of your officers to talk to a madman if you think by himself.
I mean, what? No. That wasn't what happened. It was more of they finally got Batman, you know? Mm-hmm. I think nobody thought Batman was like a crazy person. They just finally, this is the first time they had the up on him, you know?
No, they definitely, some people definitely.
Well, yeah, they think he's crazy, but like.
He is kind of crazy, but he's wearing a bat suit, bro.
He is crazy.
Why are you wearing leather
suit, bro? And another bad thing I think he did, is some things we shouldn't see Batman do, you know?
Like what?
Like.
Why are you on a FaceTime call with Riddler? No, why?
Yeah, that's you. Like, it's some things that like set up for memes. Yeah. Like the way
the way he ran out, that we punched dude.
Oh no, that's his lands on. Like, yeah, but yeah, it's some things you shouldn't see a person do, like some curves do. You know, like it's not even like super specific. It's like certain angles. You know, certain angles you shouldn't see a Batman. Like when Batman finally caught up with Penguin, and he went over to like. Lean over.
Oh yeah,
it's like, bro. It's like you didn't need to show that part because it just looked weird. It looked weird because it's Batman. Like he's a grown man.
Also, when he jumped off the building, you know, when he jumped off the building, he made the glider wings.
Yeah.
The wingsuit was lame, bro.
The angle camera was weird to me. Like it looked strange.
I'll follow the camera.
Also,
the wings didn't look good to me either. You're back. You should have back wings.
Even just a regular wingsuit, though.
Which I didn't like, because, like, if you have the wingsuit, why do you have the cape, you know?
Yeah.
You didn't use cape to flat bullets. You didn't use cape to fight at all. Mm. It was just a cape, you know?
Yeah.
Which I didn't understand. You might have just had not a cape and just wear his fucking body on.
Nigga dragging by it. That's like, I'm wrong. I thought he was going to pop it off. When niggas are dragging him by it, I think he'd pop it off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was literally, like, just an inconvenience. Like, why do you even have it? Yeah. So I'm guessing the more movies come out, more advanced they're going to get, obviously. So. Yeah. That's why I don't go to crazy on the gift. You guys just know that.
Bro, this movie needs subtitles. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh my god.
See, yeah, yes. Sometimes it did. Because they be having mid conversation and someone blur something else.
Yeah, and the whole movie, nobody spoke below like an octave or five, bro. Like,
and why were Gordon and Batman whispering?
That's the same voice.
No. I'm saying, why were they whispering when it was just them two? Like, whenever it was just them two, they would whisper.
Yeah.
I'm like, why y'all whispering?
Bro, speak up!
Because they're trying to make it, I feel like they're trying to make it like a real detective movie. But every cop on the movie act like a cliche, like, New York, like, cartoon cop. Like, hey, bub, what do you think you're doing here? he was alive when it happened. Like, I was like, what in the world, bro? Like, everyone seemed like.
Because it's early Batman, though.
The acting for like, the cops was not good to me. Like, I didn't think Gordon was good to me.
I feel like it's believable. Like if you're a cop for 30 years, 20 years, or even 10 years, all right, and I know where this nigga come in trying to like basically steal your job, you go to the type of way too. Mm-hmm. Like steal your shine. Like this is supposed to be y'all trying to solve this crime, mm-hmm. not this random nigga who can get all the credit. You're also risking your lives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I understand why they have like kind of like a bitter story to them, so they all kind of act similar, you know, but. Mm-hmm. I thought next movie would be different.
Also, maybe this might be my bias. I still don't think Riddler is good enough to stand on his own, bro. I don't think Riddler is good enough villain to stand on his own.
That, but that's why he wasn't, though.
What do you mean?
It was more like
uncovering the
crime. It wasn't just Riddler.
Added on to it.
Riddler was just throwing it in the front spotlight, and Batman was like, okay, what the fuck? This is going on, that's going on.
But the nigga didn't even get touched, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Huh?
The Riddler didn't even get touched.
Oh, like, man, he got to say something, though. He got a scar in his face.
My pumpkin pie. Like, I didn't get it. What else did I not like that movie? It was, to me, it was too long. Like, and I normally don't care how long the movie is.
Mm-hmm.
If they do right, to me they could shave off the hour, bro. Like
where? What's the
deal? When Riddler got caught, he should have got caught during the last little fight when he fought all the other mini Riddlers and put him in jail. Then didn't have a little speech about you don't get it, blah 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 blah. The no part.
Like, I just feel like I feel like they didn't know to wrap it up. Like not wrap it up. They didn't know because if they did that part earlier in the movie,
mm-hmm.
like got Riddler earlier and then did that,
mm-hmm.
that'd have been fine. It's just they didn't know when to. Yeah. Getting most of the end of the movie, because I don't know when it ended. I didn't think the movie was going to end when it ended. Wasn't it like when Catwoman in the driveway ended? Like, I didn't think it was ended. I think it moved on right there. Like, it didn't feel finished. Mm-hmm. Like, it was times that was perfect in the movie. Mm-hmm. Or perfect in the movie here. Perfect in the movie here. But it just kept, like to me, it doesn't feel overfed. Mm-hmm. It just feels like they didn't know when to end it. Like, it was too many perfect points they ended it, mm-hmm. and it just didn't do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. What else was there? I know Catwoman House thing, bro. I know, bro. I got one cat in that shit thing. Woo!
Yeah, she had like five cats, bro. Come on now.
Oh, and another thing that I then again, it's kind of hard to blend into the movie. I feel like they show a lot of best movies in the trailer.
They did show a lot of good shit.
Like, all the fight scenes damn near were in the trailer. Like, the bullet part that we seen glow in the dark, that was the trailer. Mm-hmm. The fucking first fight that we see him come out when he like beat nigga boom to death.
Yeah.
Damn, not death, but nigga got up. But
he started off with the Will Smith slap, bro. I don't know if you noticed that.
from the freaking penguin chase scene, for him like thinking that he was dead and he jumped through, that all got spoiled in the trailers.
I've seen that in the theater. I mean, you know he's not dead, but
yeah. I'm saying that's another reason. It's hard to blame the movie. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know how it works with like marketing your movie, like because it's not really their fault, you know. Mm-hmm. It's more like WB trying to get money for the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like the best movies were in the trailers. Another reason why I don't watch trailers. That's why I didn't watch Doctor Strange trailers and stuff like that. Because, like, is this what is the effect of the movie? Because the movie's only so long. With TV shows, you can watch the trailer. Because it's so much room that you can shit can happen. Yeah. But in a movie, it's an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. It's not a lot of shit can happen. It's almost like as a puzzle. Like, okay, this scene hasn't happened yet. When this scene will happen, you know? Mm-hmm. This person said this in the cutscene, I mean, in the trailer. When are you going to say this in the movie?
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I felt that did kind of hurt the movie a lot to me. Because I felt like the best scenes we're literally in trailers.
Yeah, you got some knocks, CJ?
I mean, I think y'all said all the knocks. Really funny as fuck.
That's all that's I'm not talking to you!
Bruce!
And wait, do y'all think you know what Bruce is?
No.
Okay, yeah, I think I...
No.
They
kind of pissed me off too. Like, how you this smart when you can't figure that shit out?
Yeah.
Huh?
How you this smart but you can't figure the shit out? Like,
I mean... It's still hard to wrap my head around.
I don't know. I'm excited to see
he's the only one that got away.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the Joker on the next. I don't know.
That's the negative too. Sure. I think Joker's awful.
You think he's ugly as hell?
I the movie I watched the scene.
Oh, the nigga nasty looking. Like he might drool like an accident.
I'm not sure about feeling him. If I feel him yet, I think I haven't seen him do anything. Mm-hmm. But
do you think he already met him?
Huh?
Well, I guess
yeah. It's an anniversary.
Oh, okay. So he locked him early. No time.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if it was like Joker doing petty crime, they put him away. I don't think Joker did anything crazy yet.
One thing I don't think is a knock, but I couldn't tell how grounded the movie was.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell if Superman flew through the sky, how people react? Were people like what the fuck? Or would it be kind of like?
Oh, I mean, yeah, because it's on universe, you know.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously
you don't know what they dealt with yet.
Yeah, I don't know not what they dealt with. Like I couldn't gauge how like strong Batman was. Was he realistically strong or was he just like
Batman? Batman was getting punched. I'm every fight he's getting hit. He was doing no purpose on enemies. Like when he was grouping niggas, he was getting punched, but he was recovered fast, you know?
Yeah.
So I like that. So I'm thinking there haven't been anything crazy yet. Like
okay.
And what that did like another thing, I think with the acting thing, that nigga act like Adam Sandler, bro. That what's his name? Falcone act like Adam Sandler in that fucking movie.
I think he's in a lot of Adam Sandler movies too. Well, I think he's in a couple.
Wait, is this Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Cause he gave off Adam Sandler vibes to me.
Yeah.
A lot of the movie, bro. But y'all anything else? Y'all seen movie? Y'all ratings? Or y'all anything else?
We'll just say it.
Yeah. If I had to rate the movie, bro.
Cause come on, I don't want to change it.
I'm not gonna change it, bro. Out of 10, I'll give it a 6. I ain't lying.
I can't agree with that.
I give it a 6.
I can't agree with that.
I give it a 6.
That's too low.
That's not too low, bro. That's like.
What do you get
the Hawkeye
me
show?
Personally.
Huh? Hawkeye show?
Yeah.
I guess probably a 7.
Yeah, Hawkeye show better than Batman.
I think it's more enjoyable than Batman a little bit. Yes, I give it a 7.
What about you?
6.5.
What about you?
I'll give it a 7.
I give it 8.5 with that trailers, 8 with trailers.
Yeah, bro. Cause I knew there was something wrong because, bro. I've been home by it for a long time, but I thought about going to the bathroom and go pee, right? I thought about going.
I just don't agree with that. I feel like maybe watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy it more.
It like okay when I watched Spider Man, I kind of like I was ready to watch it again. Like
Spider Man is a candy movie, guys. Stop! Don't do that.
What do you mean candy movie?
Spider Man, there's nothing. There's nothing to interpret. There's nothing to guess in yourself. Everything is force fed. Everything is put to you, bro. There's nothing. There's nothing. But, there's nothing to make your brain think. It's just here. Boom, 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 boom.
But I could watch Dark Knight right now. Like I could watch Dark Knight again right now. And even if I had to watch it like last week, I could watch it again.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying it's better than Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying I won't give it a six, guesses.
I'm giving it a six.
This is crazy.
I'm giving it a six.
This is almost a five.
Do you like this movie more than King Kong vs. Godzilla?
Yes. The fuck? Yes.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Rest of without trailers, yes, I would enjoy way more.
No way.
Because of King Kong, I wouldn't blind. I'm sure about trailers more, I would have not enjoyed as much too.
They just need like a. I agree with them. They need a new format of trailers, bro. I don't care if they got a lie. Be on Disney.
Yes, like, lying. Like. Yeah, it's literally like all the crazy fight, all the good fight scenes when you, from the very beginning when we see him beat the fucking nigga. And pretty seeing that part, just, oh my goodness, this Batman's crazy, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, this Batman's really dark. Instead of it just getting thrown in your face in trailers. Like, mm-hmm. like, it like all, literally all the good scenes. Like, it was no
you
good know, scenes.
Would you hate a trailer that's like, you know, video game trailers kind of have like a. Not a montage, but like it's like a random scenario that never happened in the game, but like it gets you just what the game is. You know, like would you be mad at a movie to do that?
No, me personally, no. But the internet, like I know you need trailers to make money. You need trailers. You need that fucking Green Goblin to throw the pumpkin bomb to let you know in the movie. But it's like
no one to clap. Like, oh, part we saw in the trailer.
Yeah. It's literally what it is. Yeah. This part we ever heard about.
You know what? I'm gonna give it a 6.5. I'm gonna give a movie 6.5. Cause the niggas who was in the movie theater, they kind of ruined the trailer for me.
Me too. Niggas walking out left and right,
bro. I hate being unimmersed in the theater, bro. I hate when like
I turn your phone off. Dang.
I don't care. I do care about the phone, but like the phone. I can see niggas' phone from below me.
Yes.
Niggas' phone from below me, bro.
Nigga, oh my god.
Get off Snapchat. You got no new views.
Get off. Come on
now. the screen pitch black.
Yes.
It's not light.
Yes.
Come on now.
The people behind me were like loud as hell. Kept and not they didn't walk down the stairs.
Yes,
I'm like niggas
were acting like the movie was going to Corral. Yes. I kept saying niggas going in and out, get
down below, nigga, bro. I about to put my breaking hat on, bro. You know what I mean? I'm about to put my breaking hat on, bro.
Your crown.
Yes, bro.
Kick that.
There are people on the front, bro. Worst things in the house. How you most disrespectful, bro? You looking up like this, bro? How you most disrespectful, bro?
Oh my god! But yeah, like yeah, a lot of times like
must be real awkward.
Like even I'm sorry, bro. Ever since I'm gonna be dark, bro.
Yeah, ever since the freaking shooter thing.
Yeah,
bro,
like
I'm on 10, bro.
I gotta be a little like vigilant of my surroundings.
Yes, I'm
especially with we got my whole family with me. You know.
Yeah, I'm on 10, bro.
So when niggas keep walking past me, cause I swear at least 15 niggas walk. In and out, like niggas. What the fuck? This is a movie. You don't want in and out of movie. You stay in or stay out.
I thought maybe they like you know they snuck in the movie.
Yes.
I'm like damn, nigga, don't be disrespectful for people who didn't see the movie yet.
I'm like bro, and, damn. I can't like every time a good movie, every time like it's like a moment that I should be paying attention.
I'm like what in the world, bro?
So
and,
like
and the whole theater full of push I see. I ain't gonna lie, bro. shit made me nervous.
Yeah. But yeah, as for like watching again, definitely I definitely got my enjoy it more. But yeah, I feel like y'all already too low. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. 7 is low. I go.
I'm gonna watch again when it comes HBO Max in a couple weeks. But
I did. Yeah, me too. Yeah. Well, oh, another complaint. Bruce Wayne and Batman the same person. Didn't like that.
I think
didn't like that at all
because he's not Bruce Wayne yet. He's just Batman. That's all he is.
Yeah.
He's not Bruce Wayne.
I don't understand what you mean. Bruce Wayne's always been Bruce Wayne. You know.
When his parents died, he's Batman now. He's no longer Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne is his persona. Batman is him.
I know that.
He doesn't have Bruce Wayne yet. Like he doesn't go out, he didn't even go for this little meeting he needed to go to. Like he's not Bruce Wayne yet. He's not like Playboy yet.
Okay.
Isn't he like one of the most?
Well, goes into that. Okay.
Yeah,
if he grows into that, then I'm cool with that.
Yeah, because he's still kind of like emotional and shit. You know, like is he like
Alfred, you're not my dad.
He almost, bro. And simply, I almost wanted to cry, but he didn't, like, held it in, like, nigga.
Yeah.
Let it out, Batman.
And I don't think Batman's emotionless. That's kind of the vibe they give off with Batman.
I remember when he was, like, looking at the kid. Oh, that was kind of sad.
But it was all emotionless. Like he showed no emotion almost.
Sure, anger.
I think he got frustrated. I don't show anger that much.
Like, why did they get him back up?
like even when he was, he showed emotion like at the very end when he found out Tom Thomas Wayne was doing some shady shit. That's the only time I seen him so emotional.
Ah, yeah.
But I feel like it won't be bad if someone like a little bit more, Mm-hmm. Even when he's under the cape, he was a cow. Like, just show him like disgusted with or anything like that. You know, like
hate city.
Yeah, yeah. Looking
out with disgust.
Yeah, because he really should. Because like, what nigga are you really riding this old lady type shit? You know, like bro, like shit like that. Like I would love to see like more of his face was bad, but it seemed like he was just like numb. Like even when he seen the kid run away, he was like. Like the kid who was trying to join the gang.
Like
I don't know if that Joker gang or what, but I like that makeup. The makeup was good.
I like how they close the door. I like you not hold Batman at your front door. Oh, open the door. You know who I am. Slams it on his head.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's just funny. One more. I can say okay. This is another small gripe. I feel like we talked about comedy earlier. I feel like the movie wasn't funny. Even when it tried to be funny to me a lot.
What do you mean?
Like. Batman don't know what L lies. I know L lies.
Yeah, I know L lies.
I know he's rookie, but like I don't know. I feel like it was a bad one. All I'm saying, Batman could have made L the law.
First one was so bad. L the law.
Alfred, you got Alfred overdoing this, doing this shit for him.
Yeah.
Drive.
Why he doing fucking crossword purchase? Mm. Such as, like, I feel like it's a. But I don't, then again, like, they talked it up him being a new rookie. You know.
Yeah.
So that's why it's hard for me like pick as a negative, but. Overall, movie's a good movie. I'm watching it again. I can already tell them two gonna be way better. Mm-hmm.
Who you want to see as a villain besides Joker?
I actually don't want Joker. I want to see some new
shit. There's no way you can do Batman.
Bro, I feel like this is the perfect Batman to fight fucking Deathstroke, bro. Give me Deathstroke.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point.
Deathstroke. So,
I just don't see how they can, like, whoever they do, I don't see how they can make another Batman movie without him having another mystery to solve. This movie seemed like it was like, it's like it was mostly like a mystery,
and they said that
I can't see unless they completely switch the vibe, but like that's not the theme of the whole universe.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see it. I don't see how they can make Joker not be like a Riddler type person that they put Joker in. Like where's Joker now? Like I don't get it. Like
Joker's more like cat and mouse. Like mm-hmm. like you're chasing him. Yeah. It's not really like where to chase. Mm-hmm. It's more like you see where to chase him at. Like. It's just like you're waiting for the next move.
Mm-hmm.
What the Riddler, you had kind of like sit on, let it cook in your mind. Mm-hmm. Gotta, okay, what does this really mean? Let me go home and think about it some more.
Mm-hmm.
Joker, he gonna give you straight up almost.
Did Batman didn't get to figure out his name?
Huh?
Did Batman figure out his name?
The Riddler?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they figured out last minute.
I don't know. I can't remember that part.
I know they pulled out two IDs.
Who's you, nigga?
Who's like?
Oh yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah, they figured it out because
the other was his name.
Because he worked out of the fucking bank or whatever.
Yeah.
And they got out of that.
Yeah.
But
the Riddler was just biggest hater of all time. That's all he was.
How do you feel about Riddler's backstory?
Hating. Hating for no reason.
From we got
a. I think it kind of diminishes values a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it feels more personal than, like, him looking out for everybody else, you know?
Because
he made it seem like the Riddler, like, he was, like,
looking out for the city.
Yeah, but it's actually just revenge, you know? Because he's part of the renewal built system, and he never got what he wanted, and it's just crooked people just took all the money. The $1 billion that freaking Thomas Wayne's family donated to the renewal, it's just all slimy hands got into it instead of him getting it, you know?
Yeah.
Which is, I'm not trying to say that in a real way. Like he should have got it, yeah. But... If he's more of like a random person, who did this, it would feel more of like a crusade. You know?
We're gonna blow Bruce Wayne's sky high for that.
Yeah.
He didn't even do that.
That was weird too. Why go to Bruce Wayne?
Yeah, just kill his father, I guess.
Yeah, because I feel like all the victims, all of it made sense besides Bruce Wayne.
Why personally go to Bruce Wayne?
Send the fire truck.
Yeah. Well, come on. How you touch Batman? How you touch Bruce Wayne? Like, everybody else kind of like caught lacking.
Yeah.
I don't think you catch Bruce Wayne lacking.
But how exactly did like a bomb get into like the Bruce the Wayne like manor?
He's got that shit. Fireproof.
Amazon.
just shit there?
Yeah.
How did you do like a timer sling? Hold up.
No, I think it worked when you open it. Like you open it and it blows up.
It's like
probably like a trigger,
like
grenade,
something
like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Overall,
Whack
Man.
W movie.
Man,
Batman review, bro.
In short news, kind of really not that surprised, not surprised, probably not really that disappointed, but E3 is canceled this year. If you don't know, E3 is like the gaming adventure.
You used to be the biggest one.
You used to be the biggest convention, bro.
I just want to go to E3.
Yeah,
when I used to come on TV, wasn't it?
Yes, I used to. Oh my gosh, I used to want to go, bro, so bad. It was canceled. They don't know. I didn't get any information on why it was canceled, but like,
I think we can cancel.
The last two E3s were doo doo, bro. I know the COVID shit, but like they fused the COVID stuff with like trying to be like so like PC, like woke, like I don't. Like, we said this when it came out the first time. I don't mind you being aware of the situation. I don't mind you being, like, you know, behind the cause. But, like, I don't need a whole... I think it's, like, an hour and 30-minute long panel about, like...
I don't need it at all, bro. I don't need any of that shit at all. Just show... Just use actions, not words. Yeah, it's that simple.
Exactly.
That's simple. If you want to show that we like black people or we like Hispanics or Asians, make your main character black. Make character Asian. Make your customer characters more diverse... Let me be able to make a black person that look like a black person.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and even if you don't have
that doesn't look like fucking CJ from GTA.
Yeah,
even, bro, pump
even, on. Even make it not black. The black people or whatever race is in the freaking game, make them like not a freaking like cliche like.
Don't make them a white character with a black skin.
Yes, oh my yes. Like,
make him a black character.
Yeah. He's a black character, bro. He can still be freaking smart. Still be funny. He'll have to be freaking actually. If I zoom in here, you, like, I don't need that, bro.
Like, yeah, you didn't see Insomniac come up with some crazy,
I'm also gay, by the way. Like, I don't need that,
you didn't see Insomniac come out with some big-ass, oh, Black Lives Matter, all this, blah, 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 blah. They just, nigga, here's Mal, dope as shit. They didn't water down for nothing. You can almost say he better than Peter, if you want to. Like, there's no water down, there's no, like, lesser version.
Yes.
It's just, like, here.
Phyllis Hartman.
Yes, bro, and somebody didn't notice because I haven't given yet.
And we swim with the Zatarain swag of the back team. Like it was, they did it good. Like
Also, his mother trying to make the city better, get elected. Yeah, I like that.
And like I like how because I haven't played the game yet. You know, I probably don't even play it after the game yet. I don't know. I guess because this is how warped my mind is. Cause like how negative, like why Hollywood treats black people and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would think when like Spider-Man talking as Miles Morales, it would be like Miles Morales or like not like going to say Spider-Man,
yeah.
But it just said Spider-Man, you know,
yeah.
Which I like that, you know.
Yeah,
well, that's something small, but yeah.
I think that's one of the main reasons why I wouldn't. I'm not even excited for it anyway. That's why I wasn't disappointed. Like if it was 2 years ago, I'd be disappointed there was no E3.
Mm-hmm.
And like I know the big companies are kind of like pulling out. Like Sony does their own little 2 minute
segue. Yeah, Nintendo do their own thing too.
Yeah, they all kind of do their own thing. So it's like, and the Game Awards will like they'll award a game, then they'll drop a game trailer, and then like, you know, DC got their own like DC Fandom, which also has DC games. It's like everyone's kind of like doing their own thing.
So it loses more and more of its reason to like everybody go there.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I hope next year if they come back, being just regular old E3. Like, we came here for video games, not to be like.
And the craziest part is they don't need. To me, they don't need heavy hitters. They need brand new games that we never ever heard of.
Yes.
You know, they don't need to be part of Sony, Naughty Dog, or anything. They can literally have any developer that's crazy on their shit. Not 2D games.
Yes.
An actual fleshed out game that no one heard of or no one knows coming out. You
like
know?
Forspoken, whatever game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like shit like that to get you like, oh my goodness, that game look crazy. I can't wait for that game.
Yeah.
And that's how you get new people to partner with you. Because like, okay, Ethan showed me love. Oh, I'm going to make my game, so I'm going to next time I get a game. You know?
Yeah.
That's how you beat yourself back up. I just don't know what fuck that was last year.
Bro, there's time where I almost fell asleep. Like, where are the games at?
Nigga, I skipped the whole shit for that in the eye at this point, bro.
Where are the games at, bro? It should be about the game, not about the freaking people. Like, I get it. Like, we play games, not to freaking relive our living in real life, bro.
Yeah.
I want to freaking go to a freaking protest on a video game, bro. I want to freaking be assassin. I want to be Spider-Man. Like, that's what they do. That's why people play games. To escape. So, I think they missed the mark, and... Hopefully it'll be back next year or something good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, final topic.
What else be back next year?
Final topic, guys.
Rumbling.
Tell me.
First of all, it's an interesting topic. Attack on Titan finale for the year. It dropped last night. You know what? You need Charlotte here. Charlotte here, you know it's an anime talk coming up, right?
Yep.
Mm. I honestly thought this was supposed to be the last episode, period. I don't know why.
Me too. So did I.
I thought the last episode, period.
I thought, okay, I heard a rumor that, okay, first I didn't hear a rumor it would be part three, but that was like the smallest rumor, okay? Mm-hmm. The biggest rumors were it was going to be an hour episode or it was going to be a movie like that came out. Like, it's going to be an episode and a movie come out like in a couple months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I woke up that morning, and on Twitter, it already said, Attack on Titan Season 3.
First of all,
it's a 2020.
Yeah,
that episode
got
delayed.
Yeah.
First.
Oh, you heard it out before you
got
the episode?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah, so did I.
Oh, I did. There was a picture of the footstep, like, and all of them standing there.
Oh, no.
I was like, wait?
I said, okay, I wouldn't miss at this point. I said, okay, then tonight, give me some, give me a banger, like, give me bloodshed, like, you've been on the edge of the seat for a year or whatever.
It's class of life.
Bro, that episode plays, and it's a fucking... I don't know if I'm mad that it's flashback special. I don't know if I'm being more mad or less mad.
You seen Billie Jean Mikasa?
I seen Michael Jackson Mikasa on a boat. I'm like, okay, what's the fuck going on, bro? I'm like, right episode, bro? Like, right show?
I had to, like, get out there.
The fact that they skipped the ending and the opening.
Yeah, I'm playing the intro because this might be the one last few times I could hear it, you know? And then I'm going to watch the episode. You don't even play.
Oh, I know. I've been seeing you play it by yourself. I'm like, no. And it comes on, so you play it on your phone.
Beware. but then they tripped me. I said, they didn't play the intro. Oh, shit.
Yeah. You know there's going to be some bass.
Yeah, they had the intro. You know there's going to be some bass.
Because they're using every last minute they got. Every last second they got, they're using on the episode.
Yes. I didn't even check the I see the he will tell me the time. I was catching it like 21 minutes a damn. But I didn't even check it, so I might be a long episode tonight, maybe 45 minutes. Bro.
I ain't got it, nigga. That shit feel like 47 minutes.
Yes, bro.
That shit feel like 47 minutes.
They over there freaking getting, I think Sasha alive, so what in the world? The Dragon Balls? What's she doing here? they eating potatoes, eating carrots and shit, getting drunk, getting wasted.
And I'm ice cream. Ice cream. Oh, my father had these.
In the world, bro. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Aaron over here having a good time. I'm like, this nigga's happy? Levi about to get freaking touched. I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah, that's a creepy spot, too, for no reason.
Yeah, what the heck?
I'm talking to you.
No.
They're having fun, smiling, laughing. Okapokapokapon was like, I don't know. Why is the name like that? I don't know, bro. Like, why are you black? I don't know. Like, I don't know what I was playing some bangers. I was playing like niggas' heads and cut off. We talked about last week. Who dying?
Yeah.
Who dying this episode, bro? Okay, then we get past the flashback part. We learned this flashback. Not like some.
Like, but the only problem is the placement.
Yes.
Like the placement.
Well, I knew the flashback like a little bit through it. Like.
I didn't. I thought it was
as soon as I started under the flashback.
No, I thought it was some dream.
As soon as Mikasa went, it was with Aaron.
I skipped the episode.
I was like, oh, okay, it's flashback.
They put niggas in the Genjutsu.
Nah, but to me, it's the placement. The placement of this episode was just weird, like
stupid weird.
Well, I don't know if it's the manga problem or. But the thing is, it's anime job to clear up the manga. For me. But if the manga had like this, had like Mikasa on the boat and she knew she had a flashback. Mm-hmm. But if the manga, they already had a flashback, already had this the scene mm-hmm. showed, and now in anime they're finally doing it. I feel like this is a bad way to do it on a finale.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a bad way to do it.
Horrible way to do it.
Because to me the episode was good. It's a good episode overall. To me it's a good episode.
Yeah, I think it was good.
I enjoyed that.
It was a good episode. It's just not a good finale.
May that's what it is.
Like for me, I have nothing on my heart about Attack on Titan. I got a bit of my hype again, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, I don't have no. I'm not.
Excited. One season got three parts, bro. Ain't no way.
I'm saying, I don't know what kind of branding they did to call it the final season.
Yeah. Ain't no way.
Nigga, this is the third part of final season. I've never heard shit in my life.
Bro, you know what's weird? People call it Attack on Titan, The Walking Dead of like Japanese anime. Because people, you don't know who's gonna die, or people, it's zombies eating each other. Walking Dead is the same thing. Walking Dead is on the final season, and they bring it up in three parts. Because all the editing right from the playbook. Like,
yeah.
Okay, then we find out this flashback. I think the only part I kind of enjoyed, I kind of like seeing the whole, like, Aaron, like, talking to,
Mikasa.
Not Mikasa, who he's talking to? His brother, Zeke. He's talking to Zeke, and he's like,
You called him like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I like that part. I like it. Like, he's like, And he
that girl love you, bro.
Yeah. I think she'll like you, bro. I don't know.
Is some kind of curse with the acronym blood that makes you gonna just be a slave for me? Nigga, what the fuck?
I don't know. I like how they, I don't know why he would someone end up with him, like cutting off his own leg.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. I guess we've never seen that.
Yeah.
I never thought he was here.
I never thought he was there.
I thought he was like somewhere else.
I guess it's maybe be more believable to let you like a casual war. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he didn't do it. He didn't.
I thought that he would maybe transformed and like just he just pulled himself out and not reformed his body again. I don't know.
I'm sure it could have been more similar ways.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but this nigga was like with a knife too, one like an axe, like.
And a bullet. The bullet to poke an eye out.
Yeah, he didn't have to do that shit.
Yeah, he cut off a leg, but I guess he would have played the part, bro.
Yeah,
he get the shit back anyway.
And then back in blood. And then okay, I got to see like I couldn't really gauge. I thought they shrunk the cross titans like a mini cross titan, not that big. Cause
I didn't know they were swimming.
Wait, is arm?
Yeah, I didn't know they were swimming. I thought they were walking. Yeah,
I thought they were gonna walk through the ocean.
Yeah. I thought it was so big that he was jumping to the ocean.
Yeah.
Them bitches swimming, bro.
Yeah, and like a lot of them got lit up. Apparently, they're not like physically stepping on everybody. Like, I guess the heat is so strong. I guess they're like
No. They started stepping on them when mm-hmm. they got to the island, but they blew the ships away.
Mm-hmm. I think about it. My favorite part of the episode was then they brought back the old intro for like.
But why? Why then? That's kind of a waste. Yeah. I feel like if it don't come back in the last episode. Like for real.
Yeah.
Like when he fucking slant when Hongs and them are all the good niggas taking out hands. Like if that's gonna come on then like it was a waste.
Aaron looked creepy as hell, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I don't know how they gonna kill that, but yeah, but he also like a robot boss, I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I can feel that.
Yeah.
But like a boss from LA Rings, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like I swear to the help up I done.
But see, yeah, I just feel like it was a good episode. It's just bad placement. Mm. And I just don't know how they clipped this.
Bro, I thought it was April joke, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Cause bro, but when it caught up the real time when the commercial break happens, mm-hmm. I thought, oh shit! But even they finna come back the fuck out of these last 8 minutes. Mm-hmm. There's some deaths, like the story from wrap up 8 minutes. I'm like, damn, bro. But then. To be continued,
bro.
I literally screamed.
Bro, I was so excited. I
was so close to like just.
I'm about to watch this. Nah, I need some E, bro. I need some E for this one.
Me too. I went in front of me and seen. First, I was mad as fuck at one of y'all because we all said the same thing from this episode. I mean, some of account. Somebody stopped mid-episode.
It was her.
It was her.
You know how watching our potato. Dang.
Oh, but.
You can't blame me.
But Sean must stop mid-episode. So I'm like, I just stopped episode. Come on, I hit Ryan. I'm like, man, I'm about to watch after before this. Mm-hmm. Bad thing. Bad idea, okay? Because I'm on the hype on the last episode. Cause I literally just watched it the same day this episode came off.
Today was the first time you watched it?
No. I rewatched it, though. Oh. So to get myself, like, because if not out on episode, mm-hmm. I'm making out on episode, you know?
Yeah.
So I rewatched the episode with fucking the Jaw Titan, Falcon and shit. Fucking Flitz.
We should have known, bro. It went too hard in episode. We should have known.
I'm confused. Why did they take a week break to animate this? There was no crazy animation. Like last week, for the episode they did 2 weeks ago with Mikasa doing a fucking crazy kill, that's what took 2 weeks to come out. Okay, this episode should have came out like okay next week. Here's the episode. They did it to themselves, which in the long run it's not gonna hurt them. They don't really gotta get more money. Okay.
Yeah.
And in the long run it's better for us too. So because
nah, bro. I don't know how I can survive a year about being spoiled. I don't know.
Oh well, yeah, that too. But I'm saying for like quality wise, okay, mm-hmm. it's not gonna be rushed. Okay, 100% not gonna be rushed now. Mm-hmm. And we probably have better animation because again, it's not gonna be rushed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got more time to flesh it out.
I do think how long was the break between part one and part two?
It was a year.
It didn't feel that long to me.
I mean, it's anything.
Yeah.
We don't know what month's come back though. It could be fucking December 2023 for all we know. But I hope it's not. I hope it's February again. Mm-hmm. But damn, bro, if it's another 12 episodes, that's me crazy. I'm praying it's like 6 episodes. Because 1 episode is going to be too long for me. Like, what else can y'all do with Marley? What can y'all fight Aaron for 12 episodes? It gotta be come out early next year, mm-hmm. and I only have like 6-7 episodes. Like 7 episodes max, yeah. bro. I can get some filler.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I didn't think it was possible, bro, but I think Tech Knight got his first L, bro. First L of all time, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like, that shit was bad to me. Like, it made me mad because I was, they left me way up here, and I got there, and it was, like, way down here, bro. Like, I was...
It was just clickbait episode.
Like, all I'm saying is, bro, this gotta be the longest run series besides One Piece, bro.
I don't know, bro. This shit pisses me off.
I just feel like Final Fantasy was a bad name for this whole arc, whatever you're doing. Final Fantasy was a bad name, okay? Mm-hmm. And then again, did they ever say that part two was it?
I'm not sure, because they never said it wasn't either. They never said.
Oh, I'm saying, I'm not sure if they did or did not.
They didn't make clear that it wasn't the end of the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But because most things do part one, part two.
They don't push this is definitely okay. I can understand part one, part two. Okay, because all season one, season two, season three all had like 25 episodes. Okay, season wise. Okay, and so part one has 12 episodes, part two has another 12 episodes. Okay, that's one season completely. Okay, but part three, nigga, that's a brand new season. You can't call it a final season no more. That is season five or what are you gonna say? This came season four. You know, like because that doesn't make no sense. Because all the other seasons only had 25 episodes. You can't have 35 episodes and call it the same season. That doesn't make sense to me.
Ain't no sense at all.
So I don't know if this was like I feel like they didn't have this ideal in mind when they first started the part two. I feel like the plan of wrapping it up, and they're like, okay, now there's no way we can do it in a good way without messing it up or sleeping over some queen moments or something like that. So at the end of the day, I'm happy we're getting part three. I'm just not happy about how long it's gonna take to get it. You know.
And I wasn't sure. I didn't know Eren like hated the niggas. Like I thought it was like Misa in. But like when he said I'm gonna kill them all, I'm not sure if they took that from the episode where he said it, or he's applying the same thought to not just Titans, to everyone else not on the island.
He said it to Fleck. Remember when Fleck and him met after the Zeke thing?
He said kill everything like
oh was it Flock? Yeah, Flock. Remember Flock was eavesdropping on the Zeke Eren competition. Eren's like we're gonna pretend we go along with it, and he was like, oh, okay, and what are we gonna do? I'm gonna kill all them niggas. I didn't like how they filled in a lot of blanks, like how Eren met up with Asoria, and Asoria's like, what about your mom, all that shit? People you're killing are the same thing you're doing, the same thing they did to you, or the same thing you're doing to them. Mm-hmm. Like how they killed your mom, and Eren's like, I know.
what if she was like, why she said, what if I got pregnant? I don't understand.
I don't know. her life is in danger or some shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think it was a good episode. Just bad placement, man.
I know that they just showed they've been proving to me episode after episode. But this nigga might really be a villain, bro. Like,
I mean, he is technically, I guess.
Yeah, there's no right way to do that genocide. I don't know. When I see Eren, I visualize the freaking little, you know, that's how I visualize when I see Eren.
Yeah.
That's
why the commander for the scouts, remember the old nigga who died in the last episode?
Yeah.
That's why he was fine with killing his own people, because it's for the greater good. Like, yeah, you killing your people, but you're talking about saving the world, nigga. Mm-hmm. Like if anybody can look at the episode of when Armin and Connie and are trying to take the plane and they have to kill them niggas, their friends, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, bro, they look evil as fuck right there, but think about it, like, if you really think about the grand picture. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, you talking about a couple of niggas' lives compared to the whole fucking world. Children, babies, freaking animals. Mm-hmm. Like you can't compare that to, like, a couple of niggas. You really see the grand picture. Like, okay, Eren's doing the wrong thing, bro. Even though his goal isn't, he didn't want to do it, you know? Like, Eren, you hear the whole episode, like he wanted to go to the convention they had to decide if they're gonna kill the paradise people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they all like, nah, fuck them niggas, we kill them anyway. And that's not something to say Eren, because that was his last straw. Like, he's like, I don't want to do this. The world hates us, though, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just not the best. It's not the best way to do
it. And didn't he say he can wipe the memory anyway?
Oh, no, he's thinking white hers. Right. That's it.
You don't have to remember that. You don't have. It's okay.
She's like, I'm not letting you do this. He's like, it's all right. I wipe the memory. Just casually. But yeah, as I said, like, because they had a lot of good moments. It was good to see all the gang back together, you know. Levi as one. it was good. It felt like old moments. It's just bad timing. Just bad placement. I don't think it should have been a finale. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only gripe with it. Because I feel like we all agree. If it said to be continued and an episode coming next week,
yeah,
we all would have been fine, you know?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But it's just the fact that's the week. It means that it's a year later that we all like kind of upset.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm not sure. But I'm going to forget some basic elements and have to rewatch like half season when it comes back.
But yeah, anything else you want to say? I think I've wrapped the podcast up. It's a lengthy one.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for listening and watching. Again, we have a Twitter Studio Struggle, Instagram Struggle Studio _, TikTok Struggle Studio. We also have a gaming and YouTube channel, Struggle Studio and Struggle Studio Gaming on YouTube. Basically on all stream platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you name it. Thank you guys for watching. We out. Deuces.
Peace.